Hello, this is Lev from Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Lev. Kirk over at Shelfmaster.
Hey, Kirk. How are you doing?
Good. Real good. Hey, regarding those bin things, there's not a whole lot we can do. You're right. The freight part is more than the darn bins are worth. I tried to see what we could do to get some sample things. They can't do it on the quantity that you're looking for. If you're looking for a whole bunch of them, it'd be different. But I kind of just based it on like one of the larger bins and two of the smaller ones, because the carton quantity is two and the divider is one. So the material comes to like $58 and the freight is and the shipping is $120. So I
yeah, that's what I was looking
you know what
at.
I mean, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me, but it's just one of those things. That particular bin is so big and bulky. It doesn't weigh anything, but it's the bulk of it is why it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, no, I totally understand.
So you know, so it's one of those things where I don't know if it's worth it or not, you know, to you. I mean, I can send you a quote with these three items, but I can't do it for nothing for you like I thought I was going to be able to do.
Yeah, I totally understand. It's not a problem. Yeah, if you could
send
a quote. Send
you a written quote. Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, and then I'll talk about it.
Do you want me to send a, since we're going to do that, do you want me to just send a quote for what you, how many you think you're going to need, so at least you have a real number? Because, you know, based on the more quantity, the freight part may not be quite as bad. Well, I can, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
If you think you need, you know, 12 or 15 or whatever it is, give me those numbers and I'll do it based on what you think you need, and we'll kind of go from there.
The reason we're like trying to get the samples is because we're not entirely sure like if those are gonna be exactly what we want. You know, like it depends on the spacing. If maybe we'll go with a different model. So I don't want to like give you any hard numbers at the moment, but I could try and come up.
Well,
with something.
I tell you what, if you want, I would be glad to. I could have our. You know what shelving unit you're trying to put them on, or you need, or are you working on that part also?
I have a shelving unit.
You don't.
No, I do. I could tell you what model it is. It's from Costco.
Do you want to? I tell you what. If you could take a picture, because what I can do, I could have my CAD guy draw it with those bins on there, so you can see what it would look like.
You know what? That'd actually be fantastic.
I'd be glad to do that for you.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
So,
do me
a favor. Take a picture of the shelving unit and give me the dimensions on the email. Email it to me. Give me the dimensions, the left to right dimension on the beam and the front to back dimension and the height and the clear space in between the shelves that you have.
It should say it on here. Well, it says 48 inches by 18 inches on.
Okay.
I'm looking at the box here.
Okay. Or if the dimensions are on the box, send,
yeah,
send
it's
that
on here.
A picture,
yeah.
Send it to me. Okay, do that. Do you have my email address?
I don't here. Let me get my notepad open. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. Go ahead.
Okay, it's K Kramer or KKRAMER at shelfmaster.com.
Okay, K Kramer at shelfmaster.com.
Yeah, exactly. So if you send that over to me, I'll have my CAD. Give me a couple days to get him, because he's kind of backed up right now. But I will send you a drawing, a CAD drawing that will show those bins on the unit, and you can kind of see what it would look like. That might help you out.
Okay, and I'll also send you a link of the exact model of the shelf, like just in case.
Okay, sure, perfect.
Yeah. All right.
Does that work?
Thanks so much, Kirk.
Okay,
I'll
welcome.
Send you an email right away. Bye bye.
Got it. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah.